Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 26th, 2023, through Friday, June 30th, 2023. Monday, June 26th, 2023. Former president and former financial advisor of Law Enforcement Union convicted of defrauding union's annuity fund. Former New York State Trooper and Law Enforcement Employees Benevolent Association President Kenneth Weiner, Jr. was convicted for defrauding union members by misappropriating money from LEEBA's annuity fund. Weiner was also convicted of personal income tax evasion and conspiring to evade federal taxes, including payroll taxes owed by LEEBA and its employees. Stephen Wittick, LEEBA's former treasurer and former police officer of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, previously pled guilty to conspiring to commit tax evasion and making false statements to law enforcement. Weiner and an additional defendant, Brown, were convicted after a 5-day trial before U.S. District Judge P. Kevin Castell and are scheduled to be sentenced on October 18, 2023. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, June 27, 2023. Southern California man pleads guilty to kickback schemes to defraud Williams-Sonoma. Karush Mirmedi pleaded guilty to charges related to his role in a multi-million-dollar fraudulent kickback scheme. In his plea, Mirmedi of Irvine, California, admitted he conspired with two co-defendants to divert and steal millions of dollars in commercial real estate broker commission rebates. Mirmedi worked for a global logistics company that assisted Williams-Sonoma, Inc. in securing commercial warehouse space. Mirmedi assisted commercial real estate brokers in locating warehouses for Williams-Sonoma to lease. Mirmedi also assisted in negotiating the lease terms for Williams-Sonoma. As part of the negotiations, Williams-Sonoma often was entitled to receive millions of dollars in broker rebates after entering into commercial lease agreements. Mirmedi admitted that, beginning around 2020, he was involved in a conspiracy to divert and steal those rebates. Through the creation of a shell company, Mirmedi split the diverted payments with his co-conspirators. In total, the scheme to defraud garnered approximately $4.1 million, with more than $1.35 million going to Mirmedi. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, June 28, 2023. Korean national sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison for bust-out bank fraud scheme. Hee Song Oh was sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison for bank fraud and bank conspiracy. According to court documents, between January 2017 and September 2017, Oh participated in a nationwide check-kiting bust-out scheme in order to obtain cash from banks. The scheme's participants obtained a real Republic of Korea passport that was altered to bear a new photograph and name, which they used to open bank accounts with a small amount of cash. These accounts were dormant until a time the participants believed the bank would allow the account holder to deposit a check and make withdrawals before the check actually cleared. At that time, the participant wrote checks from a different bank account with non-sufficient funds, deposited those checks into the dormant account, and then withdrew cash from the dormant account before the checks cleared. The participants would access funds by purchasing a money order and then depositing the money order into yet another bank account associated with the scheme. The actual loss to the banks was approximately $273,800. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, June 29, 2023. Faribault couple plead guilty to their roles in $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Muhammad Ali Hussein and Lou Bishar Ali pleaded guilty to their roles in the $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the defendants' guilty pleas and court documents, Hussein and Ali both of Faribault, admitted that between June 2020 and January 2022, they knowingly and willfully conspired with others to participate in a fraudulent scheme to obtain and misappropriate millions of dollars in federal child nutrition program funds that were intended as reimbursements for the cost of serving meals to underprivileged children. Hussein and Ali submitted fraudulently inflated invoices for reimbursement in which they claimed to be serving meals to thousands of children a day. In support of these fraudulent claims, they prepared and submitted fake paperwork, including falsely inflated meal counts. In 2021 alone, Hussein's company claimed to have served more than 1.2 million meals to children and obtained approximately $2.1 million in federal child nutrition program funds. Ali's company claimed to have served more than 700,000 meals to children between June 2020 and April 2021 and obtained approximately $2.9 million in federal child nutrition program funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, June 30th, 2023. Chief Compliance Officer convicted of $50 million Medicare fraud scheme. Stephen King, the former Chief Compliance Officer of A1C Holdings LLC, was convicted for fraudulently billing Medicare over $50 million for dispensing lidocaine and diabetic test supplies that Medicare beneficiaries did not need or want. King and his co-conspirators took several steps to conceal their scheme, including enrolling their mail-order pharmacies as brick-and-mortar retail locations to evade more rigorous oversight, shipping prescription refills for high-reimbursing medications and supplies without patient consent, concealing the ownership of A1C Holdings LLC and its pharmacies, and transferring patients among pharmacies without patient consent. As Chief Compliance Officer, King was in a unique position to prevent and report the fraudulent scheme, but he used his position to defraud Medicare instead. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.